What I'd like to do in this morning's homily is help us to better understand the collect with which the Mass began, because this collect is one that gives us a much deeper insight into the role of our guardian angels. So let me just pray the pertinent part of the collect again, and then we'll think about it line by line. O God, who in your unfathomable providence are pleased to send your holy angels to guard us, hear our supplication as we cry to you, that we may always be defended by their protection and rejoice eternally in their company. So the collect begins by our saying these words, O God, who in your unfathomable providence. What is the providence of God? It's the way in which God orders our lives. It's the way in which God orders history. It's the way in which, in what Paul says in Romans chapter 8, that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But such ways are unfathomable. We cannot measure them. We cannot fully understand them. And indeed, there might be things that happen in our lives, maybe things going on in your life right now that you can't fully understand. You can't see how this is all part of God's providential plan. And at some level, with COVID-19 and all of what it means for our lives, for the church, how does this fit in to God's overarching purpose? But having acknowledged that God's providence is beyond our capacity to calculate, to understand, our prayer goes on to say these words, that you are pleased to send your holy angels to guard us. Isn't that lovely? That the angels are sent to guard us on this earthly journey. And in that passage that we read from Exodus, it's Exodus 23. Where does that come in the overarching story of Exodus? Well, in Exodus 20, the Lord has spoken the Ten Commandments. And now the Lord is beginning to unpack the law, that is the way the Jewish people are to live as they journey through the wilderness of Sinai to the Promised Land. So with that in mind, in terms of the context, listen again to these words from our reading. I'm going to send an angel in front of you to guard you on your way and to bring you to the land, to the place that I have prepared. Isn't that good? Our guardian angels go in front of us to lead us to the place that God has prepared. Now, of course, for the Jewish people, this meant the land of Canaan in the Middle East. But do you remember these beautiful words of our Lord in John 14, where he says, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? So just as the guardian angels were to guide the people of Israel through the desert of Sinai to the Holy Land, so too our guardian angels guide us through the desert of this world to the place Jesus has prepared for us, which is heaven itself. What does our prayer say next? Hear our supplication as we cry to you. Now, a supplication is an intense prayer. It's a prayer of begging. It's a prayer of appealing. And it's interesting that in our collect, it says, would you hear our supplication as we cry to you? You know, the older I get, the more I realize how true this is. The older I get, the smaller I feel. The older I get, the more I understand what Jesus says in today's gospel, that we are to be like little children. Because all of us need to pray prayers of supplication. I think it's interesting that the root of the word supplication is the same root as the word to supply. And so when we're supplicating to God, we're saying, God, on this journey, please supply for my needs. And the beautiful thing that we understand with our guardian angels is they're also offering prayers of supplication on our behalf. For as our Lord says, they are continually before the face of the Father. And what are they doing? They're praying for us. Doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, we all need to be able to pray, Daddy, Daddy, I need your help. And our guardian angels are joining their prayer to ours. So having prayed this prayer where we say, Lord, we're bringing our supplications before you, our collect goes on to say that we may always be defended by their protection. That's helpful. This is a really dangerous world. This is a place where increasingly we need to be defended by our guardian angels, because there's a growing godlessness in the world today, a growing profanity in the world today, something that our reading from Exodus warns us about when the Lord says these words, "Be attentive to the angel and listen to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him." Now, of course, the reason the angel can't pardon our transgression is only God can do that. But if we turn away from being attentive to the holy angels, we'll turn away from being attentive to the holy God whose name is in the angels. And when we turn away from God, life becomes profane, where everything is diminished. Its value is undervalued, and we forget why we're here, and we forget where we are going. And so we ask for these angels to defend and protect us, and beloved, particularly our children, our grandchildren, need to be protected in the age in which we are living, because this is a dangerous desert that they are having to journey through, not knowing what this desert will be like 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. But then listen to how the prayer ends. So that we will rejoice eternally in their company. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we believe as Catholics to be the end of the journey. Maybe some of you have loved ones who are near that end right now. Right now, their holy angel is particularly guiding them, guarding them, praying for them to supply their need, so that soon they will rejoice eternally in the company of the angels. One day, when we get to the place the Lord has promised, we will enter into the fullness of heavenly worship. And later in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says that in the resurrection, we will be like the angels. Why? Because we won't need faith any longer. We won't need hope. Just as they behold the face of God, so will we. Do you believe this to be true? This is the fundamental truth of our lives. And it's this truth that can inspire us to continue to live purposefully and with an understanding of their care. As I bring this homily to a conclusion, on the screen, you're going to see a prayer you learned as a child. And we're going to pray it slowly. Leave a moment to look at each image before we move on to the next slide. Together we say, Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide.